Long-term care facilities are starting to vaccinate residents who are more vulnerable to COVID-19. I went to one of the facilities on Oahu to see how their vaccination distribution process is going. Ruth Tokumaru is a resident at 15 Craigside Retirement Community in Nu'uanu.
I'm taking it to keep myself safe and to keep my relatives and friends safe too, because keeping myself safe will keep them safe too. We wanted to be part of the solution.
Through the federal program, 15 Craigside partnered with Walgreens Pharmacy to administer the Moderna vaccine to its residents and its employees. Infection preventionist Anna Gelino says she made sure residents had information about the vaccine.
Those who are able to make decisions in their health care will first have to understand the risks and benefits of taking the vaccine. So there's an emergency use authorization fact sheet, which we encourage everyone to review closely and ask the questions that they need to.
Residents who wanted to take the vaccine could then come down to the lobby on Tuesday and receive their first dose. Another will be required in 28 days. Gelino says residents are monitored for about 15 to 30 minutes after the injection to make sure there are no immediate side effects. 90% of residents and 70% of employees at 15 Craigside took the vaccine. Jasmine Hill Owase, a clerk in the dining services department, thought the facility's openness was the key to having so many residents and employees opt to receive the vaccine.
All the information that was available, they made sure that they communicated right away. It's just really up-to-date stuff. Sometimes even before we see it on the media.
We've been getting weekly updates, and so we're very well informed.
Tokumaru and her husband Clifford agreed that the communication from 15 Craigside had been effective.
They did a Q&A session with our prevention specialist. It was open to residents and staff, and they could ask whatever question without shame, without judgment. Having those things available to them really was like the foundation of letting them know what it's going to be like, how it's going to go.
David and Irene Nakamoto, also residents at 15 Craigside who were in line to take their vaccine, said the most difficult part of the pandemic was not being able to see friends and family except through Zoom. Irene says she's staying busy organizing residents to make paper cranes out of the white paper bags their food comes in now that they can't go to the dining hall.
Our cranes have been put up here for love, hope, and peace at this time of this terrible pandemic. And it has brightened up Craigside.
The Nakamotos are most looking forward to seeing family in person and traveling once things are safe. But David says his choice to take the vaccine was just one step to helping the community.
Because the sacrifices and understanding of people before us, we're able to live the way we are today. The Japanese have a saying, Okage Samade. And that's because of the efforts of those before us were able to live the way we are able to live today. We all need to work together, stick together, and take care of one another.
Although those in long-term care facilities had priority, those over the age of 75 who are living independently will soon be able to receive a dose in the coming weeks. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.